Our scripture today is from Luke 13, 31 to 35, which is on page 1487 and 1488 in your pew Bible. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox. I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chick under her wings, and they will not be willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. There are two parts to my message today. The first part is about Jesus' mission, and the second part will be our mission. If we look carefully at our passage, we discover that it describes Jesus' mission. First, the Pharisees come to Jesus with a warning about Herod wanting to kill him. Many commentators struggle with what's really happening here. Herod had earlier beheaded John the Baptist. So possibly there is intent for disposing of Jesus in similar fashion. On the other hand, the Pharisees have also been known to despise Jesus and want him out of their lives. With this information, we could wonder if they're trying to trap Jesus. Now, just keep those possibilities in your mind, since we don't really know. Jesus, both man and God, is on a mission from God. And the warning he receives from the Pharisees is just pushed aside. "Go tell that fox," referring to Herod. "I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I will reach my goal." Jesus has more important things to do than worry about Herod or the Pharisees. God's plans will prevail over any earthly thing. And when Jesus talks about the timeline of today, tomorrow, and the third day, we may think he's talking of his prophecy of being killed and raped in 3 days. But several commentators believe it's more than just that. It's about being committed to seeing the mission fulfilled. Jesus is determined to complete God's plan, even when he knows his doom is in Jerusalem. Jesus is not really thinking about his safety. He knows he will die. He knows he will rise again. He knows he will return to the Father. In her commentary, Chelsea Harmon says, "Yes, he's headed to Jerusalem, but is on God's business and for God's purposes. Yes, he will die, but it will be for the safety of his beloved." Jesus walked this road to Calvary to make us safe. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, he said, "In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus finished God's mission on earth so that his followers, so that his believers would have life with him eternally. This is our safety. Now let's continue by looking at Jesus' response in verse 33. He said, "In any case, I must press on today, tomorrow, and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." Jesus resolves that he must continue with God's mission of casting out demons and healing the sick. And then he alludes to his death in the coming days. One commentator says Jesus' death is not a fundamentally different character than his ministry while he was alive. They are all about establishing the kingdom of God. Holding together Jesus' life and death helps us to make better sense of both. See, Jesus was focused on God's mission, which was to reach the lost and heal the sick. But part of that mission was also to die on the cross to pay for all sins of humanity. Jesus goes on to talk about Jerusalem in verse 33. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent you, how I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." Jerusalem, God's people have fallen away from him, and still Jesus desires to gather them in. But history has had a long history. Israel has had a long history of killing their prophets in Jerusalem. Jesus will not be killed in Galilee directly by Herod. Jesus knows Jerusalem is where he will die, as many other prophets before him. Jesus is determined to stay on his journey to Jerusalem, but he's still a long ways off. But he will arrive in God's time. Suddenly, Jesus is speaking with compassion for his children. "I long to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings." Can you picture it? Listen to this story from N.T. Wright. "There was a terrible fire on the farm, and many of the animals perished. Upon inspecting the damage after the fire was out, baby chicks were found alive under the wings of their dead mother." They were alive. The mother hen gave up her life for her baby chicks. People of God, this is the kind of love. This is the kind of love that Jesus has for us. He spreads out his wings and he protects us, and he died on that cross so that we could live. Wow. He gave up his life for us. But God's intention is that all of his children are included in his family. Remember, Jesus' mission is for everyone. God came to those poor shepherds in the field that lived on the fringe of society. He came to widows like Naomi and Ruth. He came for addicts, the immigrants, and those who are LGBTQ+. He came for the elderly and those with disabilities. He came for those who are abused and those who struggle with mental health. He came for all of us. In God's kingdom, grace is for all who will accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Jesus wants to protect his followers if they stay close under his wings of safety. Jesus knows Jerusalem will not be safe. At the end of verse 34, he says, "And you were not willing." They are choosing not to be protected under his wings. And Jesus predicts the demise of Jerusalem by saying, "Their house will be desolate." Then Jesus acknowledges the future when the people will shout, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So what does all that mean for us? Jesus was on a mission, God's mission, to seek and save the lost. Jesus was on a mission which includes everybody. As believers, we are on a mission to seek and save the lost. In a world that seems to be turning upside down constantly, are we determined to continue Jesus' mission? After Jesus left this world to be with his Father, he sent an advocate, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit gives us peace and security, just as Jesus felt when he journeyed to the cross. Jesus brought signs of God's kingdom wherever he went, and we too should be reflecting God's kingdom wherever we go. Now, Jesus took 10 chapters of the Gospel of Luke to get from where he is today in our passage to Jerusalem. And during this time, he didn't sit and worry about dying on that cross. He healed people. He taught them the ways of God. He engaged with his opponents. He blessed the children, and he restored communities. Jesus shared God's love, was persistent in prayer, sought justice, and even lamented those who chose not to follow him. As followers of Jesus, this is also our mission. We need to ask ourselves, me included, are we determined to fulfill God's mission? In this Lenten time of reflection, as we journey to the cross, how are we carrying out God's mission? Are we witnessing God's love to those we encounter by the way we live our lives? Are we bringing peace to this hateful world? People of God, Jesus left us with the Holy Spirit to continue this mission, God's mission on earth. And the Spirit will encourage you and give you strength. The Spirit will nudge you to know what needs to be done. Will you listen to the Spirit? Will you obey? What we do right now until we return to the Father, right now in the seat, from right now until we return to our Father, it all matters. What we say with our words matters. Our actions matter. That meal that you brought to someone matters. That persistent prayer matters. That card you sent matters. That phone call you sent, called, it matters. The Spirit will nudge you to send those out to do those things. And they all matter. Let me tell you a short story I found about how we can matter. A tired, worn-out mom with a couple of young kids. She runs into the grocery store for a few needed items. Her kids were loud and naughty. The mom did not have any strength, no strength at all, to deal with them. As she pushed her cart down the aisle, she saw an older, dignified lady coming towards her. And she braced herself for the snarky comment that was going to come. But instead, the woman smiled at her and said, "Oh, some days it is so hard to be a mom. Many people just don't realize how challenging it is." Suddenly, that mom felt a little lighter, a little brighter. See that smile and those words? They mattered to that mom. Your words, your smiles, your phone call, whatever it is, it matters even to the stranger that you encounter on the street, in the store, at the gas station, at work, wherever you are. We are on God's mission to reflect Jesus, the love of Jesus in our lives. Reflect, that means it's just oozing out of us. Reflect means it shoots back. It's shooting out to everyone we come in contact with. One commentator stated it this way: what Jesus does across these 10 chapters and what we do across not simply the weeks of Lent, but our whole lives matters because it both witnesses to and is empowered by the love of God, who will not give up on God's people ever. And it's amazing to think that in the small and large things we do out of love, God is still at work in us, through all of us, for the sake of the world. I don't know how many of you are following the Lenten calendar that we have out here, but last night really spoke to me, and I said, well, that's going in my sermon. Last night said, love all. Never be stingy with your love. Let it flow to all, just as Christ's love flowed to all on the cross. And the passage was from Matthew 5, which talks about loving our enemies and those who hurt us. People of God, we're on a mission, but we have hope. We have hope knowing that our Savior rode on a donkey into Jerusalem while the people shouted, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We can thank him for those blessings that he has given us. We can thank him for the price he paid for us. Jesus expressed his deepest desire for us to have a relationship with him. And we and everyone else can find room under his wings of protection to live a life of love and grace. Jesus keeps us safe if we choose to shelter under his wings. During the season of Lent, we might ask ourselves, what is God's mission for us? Are we determined to fulfill God's mission, even if it's uncomfortable are challenging? Do we long to be like Jesus? Are you willing, with the Spirit's help, to find compassion for your enemies, even those who want to harm us? In this world of religious and political chaos, what does it mean to show Jesus' compassion to the world? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, Amen. Let us pray.